to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Have you ever ridden or walked by a fire station in your town? Did you see all those big fire trucks and emergency vehicles waiting there? Did you see the men and women who use those vehicles standing by, ready to hurry to the next emergency in your area? I think those people are very brave. They've been taught what to do and how to do it whenever something terrible happens. When most people run away from danger, as they should, firefighters do just the opposite. They run toward the danger. I feel safer just knowing they're there, ready for action at a moment's notice. That's how the young person in our story feels as well. Here's what he has to say. Near my house is a fire station. That's where they keep all the trucks and other equipment that's needed to put out fires in houses, office buildings, or even out in a field. As soon as a report comes in that something is on fire, bells ring, engines roar, and sirens scream through our town. It can be very exciting. The other day I visited the station with my classmates from school, and they let us dress up in firefighting gear. I put on a helmet, tall boots, and a heavy waterproof coat. I felt like a real firefighter, ready to protect someone's property or even their life. Maybe that's what I'll do someday. Maybe I'll be a firefighter. That night at family worship, Dad read how Jesus went about helping people when he was here on earth. He healed the sick, chased away demons, and tried his best to make people feel loved and not afraid. Why did he do that? Because, my dad said, the devil goes around hurting people, making them afraid and putting their lives in danger. Like a fire? I gasped. Yes, Dad agreed with a smile. The devil starts fires of pain and fear in people's lives, and Jesus helps put them out. He's a great firefighter. So now, whenever I pass the fire station on my way to school, I think of Jesus. He's ready to save people from Satan's fires. He's ready to help heal their diseases by teaching them what to eat, how to exercise better, how to have less stress in their lives, and how to take better care of both their minds and their bodies. Makes sense because you don't need to put out a fire that never starts. So I'm glad Jesus does that. It makes me feel safe and loved all day long and all night long too. I know that Jesus is standing by, ready to come to my rescue and put out the fires in my life. Did you catch what he said in his story? He said, you don't need to put out a fire that never starts. You see, by following God's guidance, by faithfully keeping God's rules for healthy living and healthy thinking, the devil can't create a fire in your mind and heart. There's nothing to burn. I'm reminded of this Bible text. If you go the wrong way, to the right or to the left, you will hear a voice behind you. It will say, this is the right way. You should go this way, Isaiah 30:21. Thank you, God, for offering to be our very own firefighter.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!